Monastery of Ios, Ioannis, St. John, Lampadistis. We do not have any information for the construction date of the monastery. However, it might be placed most probably in the mid-16th century. The church is the oldest building of the monastery. The monastery constitutes two separate, two-storied buildings. The south wing comprises the oven and the guile of the monastery. Here there was a porch to protect it from the rain and storms. The main entrance of the monastery was west of the bakery. In the east wing of the monastery, there are four ground floor rooms. One of them was the wine press, and the other one was the olive press. We do not know much about the use of the other two rooms. The west and east wings of the monastery are two-storied buildings, erected in various periods. The rooms of the ground floor are half under the ground. One of the first floor rooms was used as a school. The other rooms were used as the dining room of the monastery, the cells, the consistory, and the priory. The consistory and the priory are the only parts dated through an inscription to the 18th century, and more precisely, to 1782. The Catholicon, the main church. The north wing of the monastery consists of the Catholicon, the main church, which is the oldest building, and the two adjacent chapels in the north wall of the main church. The main church, that is to say the central church, dedicated to Saint Heraclidius, is dated to the 11th century. This is a domed, crossing square church, like many other churches in Cyprus of the 11th to 12th century. In the drum of the dome is depicted the Christ Pantokrator. The four pillars, together with the walls, retain the vaults on which the drum is supported. The north wall of the church has almost been destroyed. The shape of the church has been changed in the effort of repairing it. In the place of the north wall, there is an arched opening. The door of the south wall was opened up, resulting in the destruction of the lower part of the three-foiled window and its replacement with the current rectangular window. Originally, the church had three entrances, one on the south, one on the north, and one on the west wall. The original entrance to the church, the biggest one, was in the centre of the west wall. It is estimated that the chapel of St. John, Lampadistis, must have been added in the 12th century and was very dark, as it only had four small windows in the dome and a three-foiled window above the south entrance. It seems that the chapel was destroyed in the 14th century, when the vault, the upper part of the walls, the eastern part with the apse, the north and west wall, collapsed. The main church was initially built without the narthex, which was added later, when the chapel of St. John Lampadistis was rebuilt. In the northern side of the chapel, another vaulted chapel was added, which was called Latin, and then the chapel of Akathist hymn, even though the Ibid hymn was never introduced in the Roman Catholic Mass. The main church and the two chapels are covered with an additional timber roof with flat tiles at the higher level of their roof. The painting decoration of the main church, from which only a very small part survives in the Holy Beamer, was lost in the 12th century. The Catholicon was repainted, possibly in the beginning of the 12th century, and in the surviving part, two monks kneeling in the position of supplication are depicted. In the 13th century, large sections of the Catholicon were repainted. The only wall paintings to survive are those in the drum, in the pendentives, on the west and east piers, on the western and southern vault, and in the central part of the west wall. As we mentioned before, the Christ Pantokrator is painted in the drum of the dome. In the zones surrounding him are the preparation of the throne, the symbol of the Last Judgment, above the eastern window, a cherubim above the western window, and eight angels in prayer, coming towards the preparation of the throne. Between the windows of the dome, that is to say in the drum of the dome, are two prophets in groups of three on each mural as follows: David, Solomon, Jeremiah, Elias, Aaron, Habakkuk, Elisha, Zechariah, Daniel, Ezekiel, Jonah, and Isaiah. In the four pendentives, the four evangelists, one on each: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are depicted. In the south half of the West Vault is the raising of Lazarus, and below, the sacrifice of Abraham, while in the north half is the entry into Jerusalem. In the bottom zone of the West Wall, the crucifixion is pictured, and below is depicted the oversized Archangel Michael, north of the west entrance. The south vault is painted with the Ascension of the Christ, of which the particular characteristic is the preparation of the throne that symbolizes the future or the Last Judgment. On the west side of the southeast pier, a Christ, and above, a prophet. On the west side of the northeast pier is the Mother of God in the supplication position towards the Christ in the lower part, and a prophet above the Mother of God. On the east side of the northwest pier is a prophet at the top, and below is the holy Mandylion, and further below are Saints Andronikos and Anastasia. On the south side of the same pier, Saint Simeon Stylites is pictured above, and further below, Saint Heraclidius, to whom the church is dedicated. On its west side, Saint Paraskevi is represented with a medallion bearing the utter humiliation of the Christ, the personification of Good Friday. On the east side of the southwest pier are the Desis, supplication, the Christ, the Mother of God, and Saint John the Baptist. On the north side of the southwest pier are Saint Marina and Saint Kyriaki, the personification of the day of Easter, that is to say, the Sunday of the resurrection. On the west side of the same pillar is the Virgin Mary Hodagitria. These wall paintings maintain elements of both the Comnenians and the vernacular. The colours are vivid. At the beginning of the 15th century, a large part of the Catholicon was repainted. On the eastern vault are eight representations from the iconographic programme of the Christ. First, the Annunciation of the Mother of God. Second, the birth of Christ. Third, the Adoration of the Magi. Fourth, the Presentation of Christ in the Temple. Fifth, the disciples taking the ass to the Christ. Sixth, the entry of Christ into Jerusalem. Seventh, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, welcomes the Christ. Eighth, the raising of Lazarus. It is worth mentioning that the important representation of the baptism is missing. In the northern vault is the cycle of the Passion. First, Christ before Annas and Caiaphas. Second, Christ before Pilate. Third, the mocking. Fourth, the Via Crucis. Fifth, the crucifixion. Sixth, the entombment. Seventh, the resurrection, the descent into Hades. And eighth, the three myrrh-bearers. In the vault of the southwestern compartment, scenes from the Passion are depicted. First, the Last Supper. Second, the washing of the feet. Third, the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Fourth, the betrayal. Fifth, the denial of Peter. Sixth, Pilate washing his hands. Seventh, the High Priest Caiaphas. At the top of the west wall of this compartment, we notice the Christ arriving before the high priests for the second time. On the vault of the northwest compartment are two appearances of Christ to the apostles and the doubting Thomas. On the west wall of the northwest compartment, the transfiguration of the Christ is depicted. In the conch of the apse, the Mother of God with the Christ in a medallion on her chest is pictured, flanked by the archangels Gabriel and Michael. Below are six officiating prelates. In the northeastern aisle is portrayed the Mother of God in the supplication position, and below, St. John Chrysostom and St. Basil. On the arches and walls of the east compartment of the Catholicon, as well as on the east piers, the figures of 70 apostles and prelates are represented. West of the south entrance of the Catholicon, on the south wall of the southwest compartment, three monks are depicted, while on the west wall are the three prelates, Gregory, Chrysostom, and Basil. On the south side of the arch connecting the southwest compartment with the cross, the prophet Malachias and Saint Anastasia are portrayed. In the inner part of the arch, David and Solomon are depicted, and on the west side of the southwest pier, Saint Paraskevi is pictured. On the north side of the Catholicon are remnants from the depictions of the Dormition, the Mother of God at the top, and lower remnants of the Supplication, the Chapel of Eos, Ioannis, St. John Lampadistis. On the east blind arch, two layers of wall paintings of the 12th century style, referring to the life of the saint, survived. The wall paintings of the narthex. We learn through the inscription over the south door that the painter was from Constantinople. On the south half of the east wall is the Last Judgment. At the top, the donor and his family are portrayed in the special frame. In the blind arch above the entrance of the narthex, Saint Heraclidius is pictured, to whom the Catholicon is dedicated. Above the blind arch is represented the Holy Mandylion and the healing of the blind man. In the northern part of the east wall of the narthex, there are three zones. On the two upper zones are the miracles of the Christ and saints on the lower zone. Upper zone, first, Jesus and the Samaritan. Second, the healing of the paralytic. Third, the healing of the man who had the dropsy. Fourth, the healing of the blind man. Middle zone, first, Peter and John at the empty tomb. Second, Mary Magdalene. Third, the doubting Thomas. Fourth, the miraculous draught of fishes. On the south wall above the south entrance, the three youths in the furnace are pictured. And on the right is Daniel in the lion's den. In the lower zone of the east wall of the narthex are saints. Among them is Saint Christopher, carrying the young Christ on his shoulder, and Saints Constantine and Helena, holding the cross. On the north wall of the narthex, the miracle at Cana, the myrrh bearers at the empty tomb, the announcement of the resurrection, and below, Saint Onophrius are represented. The wall paintings in the chapel of the Akathist hymn. The style of its mural decoration is based on the Italian style of the 15th century, and there is an effort of attributing the third dimension. In the vault are the 12 apostles, painted in quatrefoils. In the east half section of the vault, the apostles Matthew, John, Simon, James, Luke, and Mark, with the cherubim portrayed in the background. In the west half section, the apostles Peter, Paul, Philip, Bartholomew, and Andrew are represented. The inner part of the arch separates the vault into two segments, the saints in medallions, and lower, the holy mandylion and the holy tile. At the top of the east wall, the hospitality of Abraham is represented. Below is the enthroned Mother of God, and on either side are two scenes with Moses. The west wall depicts the famous tree of Jesse. The remaining wall paintings of the chapel constitute 24 pictures, stanzas of the Akathist hymn, from the life of the Mother of God. The Akathist hymn was created in 626 AD, after the salvation of Constantinople from the siege of the Avars and Persians. It owes its name to the fact that it was sung standing by the faithful. The Akathist hymn was established to be sung in the church per six stanzas on the first four Fridays during the period of the Long Lent of 40 days, and wholly on the fifth Friday. Iconostases and portable icons. On the iconostases of the Catholicon of Saint Heraclidius, most probably of the 14th to the 15th century, we have the icons of Saint Heraclidius with the donor in the lower left end, and of the Archangel Michael flanked by six archangels. The wood-carved iconostasis of the chapel of St. John Lampadistis dates most probably from the 17th to the 18th century. At its top is the cross with the symbols of the evangelists. Below the cross are the icons, the Lipira, of the Mother of God and St. John the Theologian. On the iconostasis we have the icons of the Mother of God, Hodagitria, of the Christ and of St. John the Baptist. In the upper part is the icon of the three prelates and the icons of the Dodecaeotum, the Annunciation, the presentation of the Mother of God into the temple, the baptism, the presentation of the Christ into the temple, the Transfiguration, the Ascension of Christ, the Dormition of the Mother of God, the Pentecost, and the Annunciation. On the upper part of the royal door is the Christ giving his blessing. Below is the Annunciation, and underneath are Saints Gregory, the Theologian, and John, the Chrysostom, on the left. The Saints Basil and Nicholas are on the right. On the special forward stall, the icon of St. John Lambadistis is positioned, dating from the 13th century. Within the frame of the original icon, scenes from the life of the saint are represented. At the top, in the centre of the frame, is the Holy Trinity, and below, the Mother of God and St. John the Baptist in the supplication position. Further below are the donors. St. Spyridon and Epiphanius are at the ends. The relics of St. John Lambadistis are in the reliquary at the point where the chapel of St. John Lambadistis is connected with the chapel of the Akathistos hymn. On the right front side is depicted the donor of the reliquary, the Archbishop of Cyprus, Nicephorus, and St. Sabas and Antony. At the top of the pyramid-like side is portrayed St. John Lambadistis, and to the right on the same side represents the Mother of God and the three prelates. On the back side are enthroned the Christ in a medallion with the saints below. In the room housing the icons, situated in a separate building, the old school, are kept icons dating from the 13th to 18th centuries, originating from the various churches of the village. The most important ones are the Mother of God, Podagitria, St. John Lambadistis, the Christ, the Mother of God in prayer, the Mother of God, Reliquo Fulusa, the Christ Pantocrator, the Archangel Michael, St. John the Baptist, St. Stephen, St. Epiphanius, and others. Furthermore, of great importance are the epistyles of the Palaeologue art, which survived in very good condition in the entire space of the Byzantine civilization.